is Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Dear listeners, you're welcome to Voice of Korea. Now you will listen to your English translation. Here's the news. After the news with Santa Macon, these three entries are bound to be clarified at any time. And then we perform the sixth installment of the Great Leader Kim Jong-un's work, our first lesson centered in the message she has published. After that, we present our account, Uncommon Courage and Grit. After that, an article under the title, Man is the Master of All Blessings. Finally, we present an interview under the title, The Thinking of the Worship Poem Has Nothing to Do with the Bourgeois Church, and ranges and sounds between the programs.
Now here's the news. The great leader, Kim Jong-il, received a congratulatory message and letters sent from different countries on the occasion of the 78th founding anniversary of the heroic Korean People's Army. The messages and letters came to him from the General Secretary of the Palestinian Popular Struggle Fund, the Chairman of the Communist Party of Germany, the Chairman of the Supreme Council of the Socialist Party of Romania, Chairman of the Romanian Socialist Union and the Secretary General of the United Youth Movement of Dominica. The summit also included the Deputy Commander in Chief of the Army and Armed and Defense Minister of the Arab Republic of Syria, the Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Slovakia, the Chairman of the International Guinness Foundation, and other higher ranking political, public, military, and economic officials of Russia, Malaysia, Myanmar, Indonesia, Romania, France, Nigeria, Ecuador, and many other countries, and representatives of international organizations, future study organizations, and organizations for support to careers of unification and fellowship. The messages and letters stressed that the dignity and grandeur of Church of Korea are shining all over the world under the guidance of the most precious commander who has strengthened and developed the Korean People's Army into an invincible army which is going to ascend and advance to revolutionary leadership. They expressed the belief that the Korean people would achieve a greater success in the struggle for the defense of socialism and for the building of a great prosperous and happy nation under the single-based guidance of later Kim Jong-il.
The news of the great leader Kim Jong-un's resolution to activities is reported by mass media of different countries between the 19th and the 22nd. The news of his field guidance to Taehongdong County, the Panama Commission Factory based on CNC technology, the construction site of the Irongsan Power Station, the Tennessee Rabbit Breeding Farm, the Johnson Machine Complex, and the Harmon University of Chemical Engineering was reported by the Russian Itarkas and the internet joint homepage Korea Mount Factor of the Czech Group for the Study and Materialization of the Czech Idea and the Mount Factor Czech Korean Friendship Association. The Chinese newspaper News Reference carried the news of respective Kim Jong-un's on-site guidance to the larger-scale potato farm under construction in the area of the Pokpo, Pohang County. The Lawrence Agency reports the news of its field guidance to the work of different sectors of the Hefong City.
A delegation of the Lao People's Revolutionary Party, led by Kung Tong Tikmani, member of the Secretariat of the Central Committee and Chairman of the Organizational Committee of the Party, arrived in Pyongyang by air on the 25th and presented bouquets at the foot of the bronze statue of the great leader President Kim Il-sung on Mount Hill and paid homage to him.
The serious mudslides in the construction of 100,000 flats in Pyongyang are filled with the refuse to annihilate the enemy. The civil builders in charge of the housing construction in the Hadang Super area are bringing about innovations in the same routine every day, expressing huge indignation at the sent plantation racket of the ESM Piglis and the South Korean traitors against the DPRK.
The officials and workers of the Korean Railway Bureau are making innovations in the transport of freight for building the Sichuan Power Station. With burning hatred and militant spirit, the revolutionary smashed the reckless moral levels of the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean traders. They carried out a transport assignment for this month at 110% as of the 25th in the fierce flames of revolution in transport. A spokesman for the Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of Korea issued a press statement on the 24th. The press statement said, the South Korean traitor Lee Myung-bak made a public what they call statement to the people on the 24th as regards the sinking of warship of the South Korean army, in which he malignantly slandered us again and talking about responsibility and apology, officially declared prohibition of the passage of our ship through the waters in the south and to the south and north trade and exchanges, notion of the right to self-defense, submission to the UN Security Council and the like. The press statement continued. Then the chiefs of the Department Ministry of National Defense, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and Ministry of Unification held a joint press conference in which they announced several outrages. It is as good as an official announcement that they did not go out even a war in confrontation with us to the end. The recent sinking of the South Korean puppet army's warship is a tragic product of the dirty, sycophantic, and traitorous rebels and senseless revenge for confrontation with fellow countrymen of the South Korean puppet conservatives. It is traitor Lee Myung-bak and his moves that should be held responsible of former judge and be punished for the case. This notwithstanding, traitor Lee Myung-bak showed up and shifted the responsibility for the case on class and officially challenged it with reckless provocations. Under such conditions, we are compelled to take resolute punishing measures, as we have already announced a term in the board. The Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of Korea officially declares the start of resolute action measures, such as total closure of the North-South relations, complete abrogation of the North-South Agreement on Non-Aggression, and total closure of the North-South Cooperation. Concerned at the first stage, we are taking measures. First, to sever any relations with the South Korean puppet authorities. Second, not have any dialogues and contacts between the authorities during the term of office of Lee Myung-bak and his heir. Third, to stop the work of the Panmunjom Red Cross Legion representatives completely. Fourth, to cut all communications between the North and the South. Fifth, to freeze and close the office for consultation on the North-South Economic Cooperation in the Kaesong Industrial Zone and immediately expel all the personnel concerned of the South. 6. to start all-out conflict after mass target psychological warfare of the South Korean public. 7. To properly prohibit the transit of the South Korean ships and planes through our territorial waters and air. 8. To deal with all issues arising in the North-South relations by wartime rule. Russian patience are no longer necessary to such confrontation fanatic, sycophantic traitor, and vicious romantic as a Lenin back clique. Our army and entire people and the whole nation will never pardon the traitors who have truly trampled down the history of June 15th Joint Declaration and October 4th Declaration, rupture the North-South relations, and bring dark clouds of war to this land. The spokesman for the Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of Korea stressed in his press statement.
As was already reported, the South Korean public military gangsters are inscribing slogans for anti-DPRK psychological warfare on their entry posts in the demilitarized zone of the military demarcation line and making desperate efforts to resume broadcasting the next part of the psychological warfare through loudspeakers. In connection with the senseless moves of the South Korean public military warhawks to resume anti-DPRK psychological warfare, the head of the mass delegation to the Inter-Korean General Labor Military Talks sent the following message to SAS on the 26th. Recently, the SAS, despite our repeated warnings, gets more zealous in stockpiling leaflets against the DPRK and even persists in such a rash attempt as to resume broadcasting for not targeting the psychological warfare in the frontal areas. Such attempt is an intentional and premeditated provocation driving the present worsening North-South relations to the brink of war. If the South side continues to scatter leaflets and resumes even broadcasting for psychological warfare, we will be followed immediately by tough countermeasures of our army, including physical action. Especially if the South side incurs even larger struggles in the front areas with the resumption of broadcasting, it is precisely an open breach of the North-South military agreement and the military provocation against us, and accordingly, our side will take military measures to shoot away any installed loudspeaker. Furthermore, there will be taken measures on all-out interception of South Korean personnel and vehicles in the zone under the North-South control on the West Coast. The South Korean corps of warhawks must clearly know that such measures of our army will not remain an empty word and act with discretion. The Federation of Korean Youth in China on the 21st released a statement on the detention. Traitor Lim Young-bak and his group denounced for their frantic racket of confrontation against the DPRK. The statement says, despite the warning of the North not to talk rashly concerning the thinking of the worship China, the South Korean Lim Young-bak group announced their fabricated results of the investigation, describing as the worship had sunken by a propaganda attack of the DPRK without any correct material evidence in addition to the public opinion inside and outside Korea. It is evident his death, the case cannot be construed otherwise than an intentional and gangster-like conspiratorial farce and charade fabricated by the traitors, starring artifice and clearly killing only 36 soldiers in order to pursue a certain political and military purpose. The statement criticized it was a habitual method of the South Korean public to fabricate a shooting case and spread public opinion against the DPRK with it whenever they are in crisis. That day, the chairman of the United Confederation of Koreans in Ukraine and the spokesman for the International United Confederation of Koreans made public statements respectively as regards the South Korean public traitors increasingly zealous movies to fight the DPRK in connection with the sinking of the warship Sunan.
A Democratic Assemblyman of South Korea held an emergency press conference at the National Assembly on Monday and exposed a criminal attempt at the Grand National Party to use the sinking of the warship Chunan for political purpose. It opened to the public an internal document made by the Grand National Party as regards the forthcoming elections to local autonomous bodies. Referring to the contents of the document, defining the sinking of the warship Chunan as an issue of security, and rather informing the people of it, they maintained It is a material evidence of the very intelligent tension and used as thinking to worship the wrong purpose in the coming elections.
The National Council of Priests for Justice and Peace, the National Roman Catholic Priests Corps for Justice, and the religious organizations in South Korea held a press conference on Monday and rejected the results of investigation into the sinking of the warship Truman announced by the popular authorities. The organizations said the formation of the alleged joint investigation group and the time of the investigation concerning the case were wrong, insisting that the recent results of investigation cannot remove the doubt of people. The said organization called for forming another investigation group to attempt to prove into the truth behind the sinking of the warship.
A.K. Sipilä, director of the Common Farm Information Service, appearing, and Lynn Sinodion, member of the French group for the study of the Church Ideas, made public press statements respectively on the 20th. In support of a statement issued by a spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, noting that the sinking of the South Korean warship Sunam on the West Sea of Korea in March last is a political farce fabricated by the Leninist regime against the DKK. They maintained in their press statement that the incident is evidently a fabrication invented by the South Korean authorities. Fully supporting the statement of the spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the DKK, they stressed that all sorts of abuses and slanders on the DKK can never threaten the Korean army and people firmly rallied around their leader. Meanwhile, the France-Korea Friendship Association posted an article in its internet homepage on the 21st, exposing the absurdity of the results of investigation into thinking of the warship Chunan announced by Lee Myung-bak and other traders of South Korea.
The answer of a spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the DKK, given to a question raised by the Korean Central News Agency as regards the so-called statement to the people issued by traitor Lee Myung-bak, was reported on the 24th by the Chinese Xinhua News Agency, the Russian Tartas, the Japanese DC Press, and newspapers Tokyo Shimbun and Mainichi Shimbun, under different titles, including Korea denounces the statement to the people as a sophistry.
The answer of a spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the DPRK, given to a question raised by the Korean Central News Agency as regards the nuclear non-proliferation treaty review conference held in New York, was repeated by the Chinese Xinhua News Agency and the Russian Intelligence on the Channel 4.
The open written warning of the commander of the Central Security Front of the Korean People's Army since the South Korean caught the military gangsters concerning their attempt to resume psychological warfare against the North in the area of the military demarcation line was reported on the 24th by the Chinese Xinhua News Agency, the Russian Tartas, VOA of the United States, the Japanese Gyodo News, DC Press, NHK Broadcasting, and newspapers Asahi Shimbun and Tokyo Shimbun. The Switzerland Korea Committee and the Swiss Group for the Study of the Church Idea made public a joint statement on the 17th on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the Kung Fu Popular Rising. The statement said, 40 years ago in May 1980, students and civil force rose from mass armed uprising in Gwangju, South Korea, against the colonial fascist rule of the European peoples and their stooges, and the print of a military fascist junta desperately killed the uprisers and innocent citizens under the riot killing of the United States. The statement noted the Gwangju people uprising was the mass armed uprising of the South Korean people to oppose new colonial domination of the United States and achieve independent and peaceful reunification of the country and democracy of the society. The statement stressed that although the bloody Gwangju people uprising was suppressed, it will be remembered forever as the start of the South Korean people's struggle against the U.S. imperialist and the South Korean puppet clique, and that's the end of the massacre by Chung Chul and Kim Jong-un versus South Korea.
Dear listeners, this time we introduced the main contents of the article of military commentator carried in the daily Rodong Sinmun in May the 26th on the title, Comment on the Truth Behind the Story About Torpedo Attack by the North. History and truth are bound to be clarified at any time. The article cited facts to that the story about the Norfolk torpedo attack is a working lie cooked up by the river planes to weather their profits in a bid to kick up north wind, and that the investigation into the cause of the sinking of the warship was not conducted on a scientific basis, but electorally done to serve their purpose, and it was not objective, but was based on bias and arbitrariness. The article assumed that the story about the Norfolk torpedo attack floated by the group of traders on May the 20th is sheer fabrication cooked up by them in an effort to deliberately link the case with the Tea Party case from the day the warship's sinking occurred. A small amount of power in the radio, alloy fragments, and 1.5 meter long rear part of torpedoes, letters number one written in the writing style of the North, and a variety of other definite material evidences, which the joint investigation team produced so far under manipulation of the group of traders, only allow strong doubts and such evidences as sheer nonsense from A to Z, the actual associate. The article went on, during the investigation made by a civilian military joint investigation team and an international joint investigation team to prove that the warship turn was sunken, the group of traders employed all control means, persistently brushing aside various conjectures and opinions, not serving the purpose of the scenario worked out by them and catching and blackmailing people. The story about the Norfolk's involvement in the case started in a quiet way, was hyped up to be the Norfolk's direct involvement, and even the Norfolk's proposed attack in the direction of linking the sinking of the warship to us. In the meantime, evidences which may refute our involvement in the case were hidden one after another or were strictly excluded from the objects of investigation. Typical of them is a gas turbine, main evidence proving the cause of the sinking of the warship. The puppets are working with bloodshot eyes to peddle a story about North Wind, defying scientific evidences and objective procedures. After cooking up such mean and clumsy charade, in a bit of hype over the present council, warning that the TPJ will react to retaliation with strong retaliation and to punishment with indiscriminate punishment to the town style, the article stressed. All facts prove that the story about the Memphis torpedo attack is indeed a true anti-TPJ farce orchestrated by the group of traders to harm and stifle fellow countrymen and an undisguised burlesque for confrontation in order to realize their justifiable ambition and black-hearted intention. The agreement issue force is an extra large serious crime to be recorded in the history of inter-Korean relations, as it is an open negation and total rejection of the concept of era of reunification. The army and people of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea are sharply watching the movements of the group of traders, the safety state of fellow countrymen, while linking the cause of the sinking of the warship with the TPK and keeping themselves ready to take decisive counteraction. It is our friend puppet to show any sign of the slightest provocation, political, military, and economic, against the DPRK, backed by the US imperialists, will immediately react to them by tactics of wiping them out one by one, eliminate all rubbish of the nation from the Korean Peninsula, and build on it rich and powerful reunified Korea where all Koreans enjoy prosperity. They never deal with South Korea as long as women the group of traders steeped in the morbid hostility toward the DPRK to the manner of its bones, say in the Blue House. History and truth are bound to be clarified at any time, and Christos will not be able to escape the stern judgment of justice regardless of the statute of limitations. We have just introduced the main contents of the article of military commentator carried in the Daily Business on the title, Comment on the Truth Behind the Story About Torpedo Attack by the North. This is the Voice of Korea.
Now is the time for broadcasting the great leader Kim Jong-un's work. Our officials who assembled in the masses should have done this. They will send the practical experience we have gained in our revolution clearly shows that when the teacher stand is firmly maintained, any problem or conflict of in the revolution and construction can be solved. distortion of central conditions of our resolution needed in politics to save every problem from our own conditions to meet the will of our people and to shift the actual situation in our country. We started a revolution in a buzzword drawing our former civil society and had to build a situation under difficult circumstances in which the country was divided into the north and the south and everything was destroyed in the war. No other farmer capable of coping with such a situation could be found anywhere, unless one capable of blazing a trail in building socialism after the establishment of the social system. This required us to consider for our service all the problems raised in the revolution and construction and find a solution as suited the situation in our country. From the Fascist end, the great leader advanced the original theories on the anti-imperialist national liberation revolution, the anti-federal democratic revolution, and the socialist revolution, and he systematized them. He perfected a new theory on the building of socialism and communism in a comprehensive manner. The theory and strategy and tactics on the revolution and construction, the leader offered by implementing the first idea of a revolutionary theory centered on the working masses. They are the strategy and tactics of the revolution, which are based on the will of the working masses. They are the tactics of the revolutionary theory of communism, which encompasses a comprehensive system of the theory of national, class, and man's emancipation, and the theory of the transformation of the society, nature, and man. Because the original revolutionary theory and strategy and tactics evolved by the leader opened up their way ahead, our people have been able to carry the course of the socialism along a straight path to victory without the slightest deviation. The internal and external situation of our revolution was very complex. This made it vital for our people to promote the revolution and construction within themselves by fully displaying the revolutionary spirit of the self-reliance. It is not easy for a small country to conduct a revolution and construction by itself. It was particularly arduous for our country to build a socialism from scratch by its own efforts because the country was in sharp confrontation with a formidable imperialist foe and because it took over only backwardness, poverty, and the deficit economy from the older society and the preceding age. However, our people did not undertake the revolution and construction with the help of anyone else. They were fully convinced of their being the masters of their own destiny and of being capable of shaping their own destiny. They formed a solid union behind the party and the leader and set out the path of socialism, overcoming every trial by their own efforts. Because it was adhered to the sister stand in the revolution and construction, our party has been able to uphold the dignity of the nation and revolutionary pastors under various circumstances, however complicated, and fully carry through the course of socialism. The prevailing complex situation requires that we should maintain the teacher's stand even more firmly in the revolution and construction. With the imperialists and revolutionaries resorting to vicious anti-socialist maneuvers and directing the spearhead of their attack at those countries which maintain revolutionary principles, we must adhere to the teacher's plans in the revolution and construction more firmly than ever before. We must be fully aware that adhering to this stand is vital to the destiny of the country and the nation and consistently implement the party's line and policy of independence, solving all problems to shift the situation in our country by drawing on the creativity of our people. You will listen to the sixth instrument of the great leader Kim Jong-un's work, Our Socialism Centered on the Masses, Shall It Perish. This is Voice of Korea.
We now present a female solo and pangchang, our comrade Kim Jong-un.
I'm a
Voice of Korea presents an account and Kendall covers on grid. His army, Kim Jong-il, is the most brilliant commander with uncommon courage and grit. In the spring of 1959, the U.S. Imperial's largest spy plane, EC-121, was buried in the sea by the Air Force of the Korean People's Army, and the military provocations triggered off by the U.S. Imperialists on the occasion of the incident was much deliberately. The fact shows the uncommon courage and grit of Kim Jong-il. At the time, the U.S. Imperials suffered a disgraceful defeat in the incident of their armed spy ship Pueblo. Instead of learning a tricky lesson from it, they persisted in strenuous espionage acts and different military provocations against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The U.S. Imperialists brought the self-defensive measures of Korea that captured the armed spy ship Pueblo to the UN Security Council as a violation of international law and sent aggressive armed forces to the waters of the Korean Peninsula, threatening Korea with retaliation. And in the air, they sent spy planes into the territorial air of the DPRK frequently. Owing to such moves of the U.S. Imperialists, the situation of Korea was aggravated day by day. Kim Jong-il said, "The U.S. Imperialists were the root cause of all the misfortunes and sufferings of the Korean people and their foreign enemy, and if the U.S. Imperialist aggressors invaded the area of the DPRK, the People's Army should not pardon them, but punish them promptly and resolutely." He issued a special order to shoot down the U.S. spy plane if it flew into the territorial air of the DPRK again. Thus, the U.S. Imperialist's largest spy plane, EC-121, that flew into the territorial air of the DPRK elegantly, was buried in the sea by the pilots of pursuit planes of an Air Force unit of the Korean People's Army. It was a brilliant feat of the matchless courage and resolute decision of Kim Jong-il not to allow any aggressive acts of the U.S. Imperialists. In the early 1990s, a huge trigger situation was created in Korea, where nobody knew at what moment a war might break out due to the two-state joint military exercise started by the United States with the mobilization of hundreds of thousand forces. At the time, a high-level military delegation of the DPRK told Kim Jong-il that they would cancel its visit to a foreign country it had planned. But little Kim Jong-il said the chief of the general staff of the Korean People's Army should depart as planned without canceling or postponing the foreign visit, and he was believing the people and People's Army single-mindedly united around the program leader, and just literally stated that if the U.S. Imperialist aggressors dare to attack, they shall not return alive. So, the military delegation listens to the order of the shipping commander of the Korean People's Army aboard the airliner, declaring the state of the semi war to the whole country, entire people, and entire army concerning the urgent situation. The chief of the general staff of the armed forces of the destination country, who came out to receive the Korean military delegation, shook hands with the head of the delegation and said they had thought that Korean comrades would not come because of the current situation. He expressed the admiration, saying the courage of Korea was unusual as the high-level military delegation came so far. Uncommon courage and grit. This is Basic Korea.
In opening the main chorus of the state bid for the chorus, the General of Korea. title and the title, man is the master of everything. That man is the master of everything is one of the contents of the philosophical principle newly illustrated by the Chuch idea. The great leader, Jim Zengil, said, the Chuch idea raised a fundamental question of philosophy by regarding man as the main factor and illustrated a philosophical principle that man is the master of everything and decides everything. The term master used in the Chuch idea is the philosophical conception which expresses the position of man in relations between him and the world surrounding him. Then, what does it mean that man is the master of everything? It is first of all that man is the master of the world. The world surrounding man consists of nature and society. Man takes the position of master dominating nature in the relations with it. There are a great variety of material beings in nature, but it is only man that dominates the surrounding world. Man does not adapt himself to the blind force of nature, but dominates it according to his demand. Whether man holds the position of master in the world or not is the question of whether his being who dominates the surrounding world or being who is bound to the outside world. That man is the master of everything means that man is not a being bound to the surrounding world, but a being that dominates the world according to his demand and can dominate all matters. Man is also the master of society. It gives an answer to the question on which takes the dominant place in the relations between man and the social circumstances surrounding him. Society without man is unthinkable. Both social wealth and social relations are made and dominated by man. In a word, man is the master of the world, that is, nature and society. Next, man is not only the master of the world, but also the master of his destiny. There is nothing in the world but man that is responsible for the destiny of man and controls it. Everything in the world is dominated and transformed by man, and so it cannot control man's destiny. There is not being in the world which can shape man's destiny. Man can shape his destiny only with his hand, and he has the strength to do so. As the Chuch idea has elucidated that man is the master of everything, it has put a man's position on the highest plane at this time in history and shown the correct way to shape man's destiny. That was a matter on the title, Man is the Master of Everything. This is the Voice of Korea. Now she is a female to act in Pantum. My mother, my motherland.
You now bring an interview between the titles of Worship Korea under the title, The Sinking of the Worship Tunnel Has Nothing to Do with the DPRK. Hello.
Hello.
Now, I'd like to talk with you about the issue on the sinking of Worship Tunnel, which draws attention and concern of the world public of different sections.
Attention?
As has been reported, the South Korean people of various sections are strongly denouncing and ridiculing the so-called results of investigation into the case of sinking of the warship, which is a charade and conspiratorial fuss of the New Member Conservatives against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Right. The typical one is the report titled, The evidence presented by the joint investigation team is a proof of the stranded warship tunnel made by the South Korean internet radio service of people on May 24th.
I also read the report with interest. The report quoted Ri Chung-in, representative of the Alpha Diving Technological Company, saying that opening the warship tunnel to the public is a decisive mistake of the joint investigation team, and that the materials open to the public as evidences of torpedo attack are all evidences of stranding. In explaining the details of its statement that the warship tsunami was cut by submersibles after it was stranded.
As for the representative Ri Chung-in, who has consistently insisted on stranding, he has been engaged in service work for 30 years, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. After graduating from the shipbuilding department at Inha University of South Korea, he worked at the yacht building company in the Netherlands for 2 years. After returning home, he worked as a diver at the Sea Divers Company. It was said that in April 1990, he founded the present Alpha Diving Technological Company, which has been certified by the classification societies of 5 countries, including the United States and Britain. It is said that he is a very experienced salvage expert, who has witnessed the stranded ship's fate and directly surveyed the sunken warships while working as a salvage expert for 30 years.
According to the report of Voice of People on the 20th March, when the joint investigation team announced its final results, he told the reporters that all the pictures of the warship Truman, the joint investigation team opened to the public, saying that it was damaged by a bubble jet, are evidences clearly proving the stranding. He gave an instance of the outside of the stabilizer on the left of the stern, partially torn, the curve of the lower part of the stabilizer and the light, and said that those are evidences of the stranding. He clearly explained that if the warship had been damaged by a bubble jet pressure, as the joint investigation team announced, the outside of the stabilizer cannot be partially torn up, and that the shaft formed along the carcass under the stabilizer is a result of dropping of the hull on a jerk or some bed.
Representative Ri Chung-in also explained that in the section of bow, the lift button and the deck rose upward, and that when the ship hit a big rock, the turbine engine and others inside pushed up, pushing the deck up. As regards the fact that the stabilizer in the safe, though the right propeller of stern was bent, he reported that if the bubble jet caused such contraction and expansion as to bend the propeller further from the cut section, the stabilizer nearer to bubble jet should have been broken or gone.
Concerning the conclusion made by the public joint investigation team on the torpedo attack, Representative Ri Chung-in said, there is no explosion, but as it was announced 2 months later as an explosion with all evidences, the results cannot become true.
Representative Ri Chung-in also said it was guessed that the warship tsunami struck against a rock 60 centimeters higher than the bottom of the warship before the sections of its bow and stern were open to the public, but the pictures of the inside convinced me that the warship had hit much bigger rock, repeatedly stressing that the phenomenon itself is due to stranding and that those presented by the joint investigation team as evidences of torpedo attack are all evidences of a stranding. He clearly explained his objective and scientific view as an expert on the basis of facts.
Soon, it is necessary to announce the names and backgrounds of the experts involved in the joint investigation team, not to public such an important issue. He maintained that the results of announcement of the joint investigation team are an unfair conspiratorial farce.
Right. That is why Pangyore, Pyongyang Shinmun, and other mass media, and different sections of personages in South Korea, say that the results of investigation into the sinking of the warship announced by the authorities are full of contradictions and doubts.
As the South Korean Progressive Forces unanimously say, the South Korean remember group should make groundless demand of a fellow countryman, like a man claiming that he was beaten by a next door boy, and he is coming to Ubris town, but declared at home in the group that the sinking of the warship has nothing to do with the DPRK, and they should make an apology to the whole nation for the grave crimes of insulting the supreme dignity of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Nice talk with you. Thank you. We suggested an interview between reporters of Voice of Korea under the title, The Sinking of the Warship Chunan has nothing to do with the DPRK. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, with this, we conclude English language service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for Europe between 14 and 14 hours UTC, between 16 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC, on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,335 kHz. And 11,710 kHz. And from Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, and between 3 and 4 hours UTC, on 7,200 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,740 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.